What up, P, silly listeners? Welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take our silliness seriously. The Professionally Silly Podcast, it's your audible boot thang, Amber Smiles Jones. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to share a little silly with you and a lot of random things. That's what this podcast is all about. If you are watching this in video form, you may have noticed that I am in a different location. I'm in my bedroom currently. I have a family friend, my Uncle Gene. If you're listening to this, what up, Uncle Gene? Anyways, he is sleeping in the studio. It's also a spare bedroom. So when family and friends come by, we pop out the futon and they do their thing. So I kind of had to relocate for the podcast, a little bit different. I got to stand. I'm not wild about that. I've been standing all day, so I'm kind of over it. But let's go ahead and get on with the podcast. I got to tell you, man, I've noticed this is kind of a strange thing to notice, but ever since my mom passed away, what happened was when she died, I took a break from doing all content for like about a month and a half, maybe 2 months, I think. And I've noticed ever since I came back, my views and my content, I'm talking about like my YouTube channel, I'm talking about my TikTok, my Reels, everything, especially my YouTube channel and my podcast. I've taken a huge hit. I lost myself in the algorithm. Nobody knows that I'm around anymore. My listens and my views are hella low. I know my content is good. I'm very confident in that. But obviously, the content creation world is saturated by everyone who wants to be a content creator. And it's a lot of us. It's a lot of us out there. And I've been doing this for like, wow, when did I start doing everything? Like 2014 is when I started like really hitting the content hard. You know what I'm saying? So it's been a long time. And you would think after all the years that I've been doing this, I would be making money at the very least, you know, some gas money. But no, I'm not. and it kind of sucks. It's very frustrating. There is nothing more frustrating than putting your all into something and feeling like it's not appreciated, even though I know there are people that are listening and that are watching and that are engaging with the content. But what I would like to do is I would like to ask you guys to do me a favor and share my content with your friends, with your family. And I got to be honest with you, I share with my friends and family, but not a lot of people really support what I'm doing. And not that they don't like it. It's just I don't want to say they don't care. I don't even know what to say. They're not watching. They're not listening. They're not engaging. They're not supporting me in that way or at all, honestly. A lot of people. I'm not saying I don't have any support. That's crazy. I do. But I could have so much more and I feel like I deserve it because here's my thing. I've said this and I'll say it again. There are so many people who expect something from you the moment you quote unquote make it, but they weren't there for you when you were trying to get there. For instance, I think you guys will understand this analogy. How many people do you know will spend thousands of dollars to see Beyonce do something, go to her concert, pay all this money for this merch that you can get for like $5 on Etsy, probably. I don't know. But you know what I'm saying? They'll pay $1,000 for a photo with Chris Brown kissing their cheek. But what they won't do is pay a $5 cover charge for their friend who is doing a stand-up show. What they won't do is come and support you when you're singing and you have a concert or something like that, and you don't put them on the list. They can't get in free, so they don't go. You know, people are willing to give celebrities and these huge companies all this money, but they won't do the small thing for the people that they know, people who are actually in their lives and need that support. How many of you have a clothing business or you do hair or something like that and you have friends who want you to give them a discount, that family friend discount? We all have those people in our lives. But when the new Jordans come out, they pay full price. When the new iPhone drop, they pay full price. But when you have a business or when you have a product, they don't support. But the moment you make it, the moment you get to where you've been trying to get to, that's when they come out the woodwork. Oh, I always knew you could do it. Oh, I was so proud of you. Where were you? Where were you? So I, God willing, I do become something in this world dealing with my content, I should say. And God willing, I make money doing the thing that I love, all of those people are going to come out. Let's see what I do. If you're watching this on YouTube right now, I made an evil face. All right, guys. So in other news, on the big show at my day job, I am a board operator for a radio station here in Atlanta. And I also am a phone screener and I guess kind of low-key still a producer with The Burt Show. That's my day job. And I just, Jackson, I hate you for this. I hope you're not listening. It was his idea from the Burt Show Youth Group to do diss tracks of each other. So me and Katie teamed up against Jackson and Mikey, also versus Abby and Rebecca. So it's three teams of two. We recorded these diss tracks, and I tell you, it's so cringy. It's so horribly done. I hate what I put out there, but it was, we had to do it so quickly. There was no time to really do the things that we really wanted to do. It was kind of like a last minute bit, if you will. And Jackson and Mikey did a wonderful job. A wonderful job. They had a real music producer help them with their mix. And it was the best idea. I wish we had thought of that. Because Katie and I, we tried to get together in like two different parts of Atlanta via Riverside, trying to hit the play button at the same time on our computers, hoping that the music would match, and then record our lyrics and then put that in. But it did not work at all. It was horrible. Abby and Rebecca, they did a pretty good job too. And here's the thing, whoever won out of the three teams, the losing team has to put on an inflatable like a costume, like those dinosaurs that they like blow up and stuff that people use for like pranks and shit. So they had this crazy idea that what we should do was put this on. Thank you for this, Kristen. And then they're going to spray fart spray in the vent of the inflatable, and we have to get out of it as quickly as possible. Now, I'm going to let you know right now, spoiler alert, I lost. If you want to hear the diss tracks, go to the Burt Show YouTube channel, and you can hear and see our cringe reactions as we're listening to the crap that we created. I honestly feel like I could have done a better job had I more time. I low-key want to create a diss track on this podcast just to be like, no, I am better than that. And I am. I just didn't have the time. And honestly, my heart wasn't in it. I ain't gonna hold you. I was tired of shit. We did that thing in like a day. I'm talking about like 3 hours tops. And producing music, hard. I got to take a lot of respect for these musical artists out here. I already did. Already, just them having the talent, but then the producers who put that shit together, woo! A lot of respect. All right, guys. So again, if you want to go ahead and check that out, make sure you go ahead and check out the Burt Show YouTube channel. It happened this week, so make sure you do that. What is it? August 6th as I'm recording this. Yeah, everything should have been up this week on that channel, so go ahead and check it out. All right, guys, make sure you guys subscribe, rate, and review if you want to show your support for this podcast. And if you're listening on Spotify, you can now leave comments directly under each of the episodes that you're listening to. All right? Oh, and also, if you're watching on YouTube, comment down below and click that thumbs up button. And I need you guys to engage as much as you can. That's literally the only way that I'll be able to get back. I'll be able to infiltrate the algorithm. So I need you guys for that. All right, guys, it is time for our POC Excellence segment. And this is where I like to give my flowers to people of color who have done amazing, kick-ass, inspiring things. Because in my opinion, and honestly the opinion of many people, if you have eyes, the mainstream media does not always share the good that the people of color do. So damn it, I'm going to. Coming up next, right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. We've gotten to our POC Excellence segment, actually one of my favorite segments that I do, simply because I just love giving POCs they flowers, because you know what? Sometimes we deserve it, damn it. It is what it is. Okay, so let's go ahead and discuss this. We are coming from the Instagram page at successisus_. That is the name of the Instagram page, the handle, and we're going to go ahead and do the sports of softball. Yeah, softball. Let me tell you something, okay? Not everybody who plays softball is a lesbian. I mean, we do enjoy the sport, but we do other things. Shut up, okay? I want to talk to you, ladies and gentlemen, about this wonderful black woman who is 21 years old. Nyjah Kennedy has signed a huge deal. We're talking about a million plus deal. And she actually makes history. When I say history, I'm talking about herstory, if you will, as the first ever college softball millionaire player. There are no other softball players that are millionaires. That is how good this woman is. At just 21 years old, reading from, once again, at Success Is Us _ the Instagram page, it says, at just 21 years old, Nyjah Kennedy has made history. The former Stanford student athlete recently transferred to Texas Tech after being offered after being offered a $1 million plus NIL deal, making her the first ever college millionaire softball player. The first ever college millionaire softball player. Damn, she's a national champion and a two-time pitcher of the year, and now a history maker.
For a breakthrough win for the program, Kennedy with a great play out of the circle and a diving grab to retire Mitchell.
And I can't tell you how difficult that is to finish your pitch. You see a ball in the air, and then you leave your feet again to go get it. But that's the athleticism of Nyjah Kennedy. She sees that ball up. She's going to go get it.
So that is amazing. First of all, congratulations. First off, congratulations, Nyjah. Also, quick question. Can I borrow $5? I don't plan on paying you back. So I'm sorry. Can I have $5? Let me tell you something. After what I just told you guys earlier today, Nyjah is definitely probably dealing with a lot of people coming out of the woodwork trying to get some of this money. And I bet you half of them has probably never even seen her play a day. Never seen her play one game. You know what I mean? So good luck, Nyjah. You're going to have a very difficult time, most likely, trying to figure out who really likes you for you and who's trying to use you. I hope that I'm wrong, but that's usually what happens when somebody makes it. You know what I mean? Anyways, girl, here are your flowers, Nyjah. And do the damn thing. Because let me tell you something. I do enjoy softball. I know. Whoo, shock. Lesbian enjoys softball. It's a fun thing. But my favorite sport is boxing. So that's where I'm at. I'm not a good fighter. Or so I'll have you think. If you're watching this on YouTube, that was pathetic what you just saw. And I hope you forget about it. Okay. A new Have You Heard About next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Have you heard about there being people in this world who are willing to pay $75 for prison pizza? You heard correctly, prison pizza. Now, I don't know if you guys remember, but a while back on my Professionally Silly YouTube channel, if you're watching it, you're already there. I did a video a while back, and you can find it under my I'll Try That playlist. I made a prison burrito, and it was okay, but I would not pay $75 for it. But there was someone who was willing to do that. In the video, they actually had someone literally making the prison pizza, and if you don't know, instead of crust, they just pretty much used, I believe it's like Doritos, like the nacho cheese Doritos, and they make it kind of moist. I'm assuming just water, mash it, get it together, roll it to make it a paste of some sort, and that is the crust itself. So it is an interesting concept, but again, not paying $75 for it. So if you want to see this prison pizza for yourself, go ahead to @daily_loud. That's the Instagram page where I saw this monstrosity. I won't even call it that. It's just, I'm not paying $75 for that. And the person who did is like, what are you doing? Customers are literally paying for this. And this is actually taking place in, like, I believe a bodega of some sort, like a little corner store. And some of their customers are paying $75 for this. No, thank you. People are weird. They're just willing to spend money on just literally anything. Have you heard about master dating. I know what you thought I said. That's not what I said. I said master dating with a D as in dog. Okay. Actually, this is a very interesting term that I just came across. Apparently, it is a term that Gen Zers use. I'm going to go ahead and share some audio here with you, and you can actually learn what master dating is. I'll let them go ahead and explain this.
Young people are now taking themselves out on elaborate solo dates, and I'm going to be careful here because this trend is called master dating. TikTok is all over this trend. I can't do it. Because it doesn't just include dates. It might also involve buying yourself some nice gifts, take yourself to dinner first, even spending some time with buying yourself some flowers. One expert suggests that your co-anchor keep reading the rest of this, but she won't because she wants me to laugh my way through this. Now, you can send yourself flowers in the morning with a card that says, "Can't wait to see you tonight." Come on, man. Is this real? The point is to love yourself as a person and realize you deserve good things. Oxygen.
Yeah, so that is master dating. I've been doing that, but not on purpose. I'm just out here living alone. That's all I'm doing. So is that my form of master dating? It probably is. I don't know. Nothing is safe. Nothing is safe anymore. Because we have our restaurant and fast food workers. They are spilling secrets. They are spilling the tea. And these are the kind of secrets that you wish you didn't know. And of course, I'm going to share them with you coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right. So I went to BuzzFeed.com and I came across an article that was posted back in 2022 by Hannah Lowentel, I think is how you spell her name, BuzzFeed staff. And she actually created an article that was interesting. It's a very long tagline, but it says it often has the biggest markup on the menu. Restaurants and fast food workers are spilling insider secrets that customers would probably never guess. And then she starts off with a nice little teaser in quotes here. I'm an Olive Garden employee. Anything labeled as endless is truly endless. So some people stuff themselves until they are literally sick. And then, that's crazy. All the employees hated the Never Ending Pasta Bowl promotion because people would literally throw up at the table and keep eating. I'm sorry, what?
My tummy is speaking to me.
Whoa, gross.
I wouldn't eat that.
I have never heard of that. I have participated in the endless pasta bowl. And I'm going to tell you, once I got after my second bowl, I was done. I would order a third bowl and then get a to-go box. And then I would leave. That is ridiculous. Let's see what other interesting and gross things that former fast food employees and restaurant employees can share. Because when I tell you, I got a few of my own. I've worked in restaurants and I've worked in fast food areas and I've worked in bars and I've worked in malls. I definitely have some dark secrets about a lot of locations because your girl has had all kinds of jobs. Let's see. I've been a bartender, a bar back. I've been a car detailer. I've been a property manager. I've been a flight attendant. I know that's so fucking random. I've been a pirate, which I worked at the Pirate's House when I was in Savannah, Georgia, in college. I was a pirate there. I did ghost tours of the building and magic tricks for kids. It was fun. God, I've done other things. I can't think of them now. Oh, I've been a dog groomer. I am a board operator for a radio station and a producer. So that's something. I know there's more, but that right there is eight, and I'm not even 40 yet. So, all right. So I definitely have some secrets. I might need to dig deep into that, but here's a secret that I would share with you. Actually, you know what? I'm going to hold it to the end of the segment. But I do have a secret with you that's going to make you probably not want to use the fountain drinks. You're probably not going to want to drink those anymore when I tell you this. All right. So our first secret is, former fast food employee here, don't trust the ice machines. In my experience, they are rarely, almost never cleaned. They probably contain bugs, dirt, food particles, whatever. At two previous restaurant jobs, there was only one ice machine, and I felt bad that the customers were getting gross ice. I mentioned it to the managers, but they just brushed it off. They just brushed it off as if they didn't have time to deal with it. I believe that. I have never seen, out of all the places that I've worked at that serve food with like ice machines and stuff, I've never seen anybody clean it out. I've never seen that. I've seen a lot of people go in there with their hands. I've seen people go in there with a scoop. I've seen a lot of crazy things. So that makes sense. Gross. I didn't think about that. Light on the ice. Light on the ice, please. All right, here is another one. I worked at a restaurant, okay? A smoker outside the eatery doesn't mean your barbecue is fresh. Most of it is actually frozen. Sometimes we just throw logs on there so it looks and smells like we're barbecuing. But we made that shit 2 days ago, and that's just wood you're smelling.
I knew it!
That is upsetting. I love barbecue. That is so upsetting. And you know, I've never asked, hey, lift up your smoker, open up your smoker top. I want to see, is there actually meat on that grill? Or are you just burning wood? Now, I want to see more than wood, fam.
If you say that's what she said one more time, I'm going to pop you.
Here is another one. I worked at Subway, and the baked fresh everyday promise is wordplay. The bread comes in frozen dough sticks that we thaw. Damn. I mean, that doesn't surprise me. It is Subway. What do you want? By the way, if you're unaware of this, back in the day when they had that $5 footlong, it was not actually a footlong. I want to point that out. Fuck you, Subway, you bitch. And this is another one here. The cheapest bottle of wine at a restaurant often has the biggest markup. I believe it. There are $5 bottles of wine that I have seen in restaurants that will cost you like $20. I mean, it's the same thing when you get bottle service at the nightclub. You know what I'm saying? At the club. You get yourself like a bottle of, let's say, Hennessy. You can get that shit for like $30, depending on where you go. I would say between $20 and $40, depending on where you go. But when you get that bottle service at the nightclub, just because a beautiful woman who happens to hand it to you is holding a sparkler, that shit is $200 a bottle. It's ridiculous. So that makes sense. They got to make their profit somewhere, right? I mean, this is the same thing with their food. You think rice should cost me $5? No, bitch, but, you know, business. All right, here's another one. There's a rule for how long something can sit under the heat lamps, but no one follows it. If you're not ordering during the lunch or dinner rush, assume whatever you get has been sitting out for hours. Fam, that would probably go for, like, gas station hot dogs, those like little Pizza Hut personal pan pizzas you can get sometimes at like Target or whatever. I'm assuming those. I definitely believe that no one is paying attention to that shit. I believe that. Yeah. That's why, like, and the crazy thing is I love a good gas station hot dog. I am such a dirty whore. I don't. Here's one, guys. If you are a sweet tooth, this might upset you. Candy store employee here. We left chocolate out in display cases for months on end. When my friends came by the store, I told them to avoid it at all costs. That makes so much sense when you think about, like, when you go to a big candy store and you see those big machines and they're just full of candy. Yo, those have been there for quite some time. I mean, nobody is buying the same amount of the same candy constantly. That upsets me. That upsets me a little bit. That hurt my feelings. All right, I haven't read this one yet, but the moment I saw Starbucks, I said, yes, I cannot wait to burst the bubbles of all the Starbucks heads out here. First of all, let me say this. Starbucks coffee is trash. I'm not talking about the drinks that you get full of all the sugar and all the syrups and flavoring. I'm talking about their actual coffee. It tastes like ass. I don't know how y'all drink that shit. And then you pay lots of money for it. I don't get it. Anyways, Let's see what this one says. Honestly, I'd rather have Dunkin' Donuts coffee over Starbucks, especially the coffee. You know what I'm saying? That's just where I'm at. All right. It says here, Starbucks supervisor here. There is no secret menu, and we're not trained to make those viral TikTok drinks. I did not know that. I thought that was a secret menu. Some of the more common ones, like cotton candy frap, the baristas might know, but don't bake on it. If you want us to make something off menu, have the recipe handy as a side note. As a side note, many of those drinks also rely on seasonal ingredients, so you should have a backup choice ready. That wasn't even worth my time reading. I was hoping like they were like, Starbucks is the front. They actually sell cocaine. All right, so let me just go ahead. Let me share my little secret with you. I used to work at a few restaurants, and there was one, well, there was a few in particular that, you know, when you get your fountain drinking, you put your drink under there, you get your drink in your cup or whatever. Those little spouts that the drinks come out of, they're supposed to clean those. Now, when I was working, I always made sure I did. So what I would do was I would get boiling hot water and lemon, and I would spray the shit out of it, and then I would wash them, and then rinse it off and all that with soap and water and shit. That's what I would do it. And then when I would leave it in hot water until the next day, and then repeat it until this time, and then do the same exact thing if I was working the next day. But I worked with a lot of people who just left that shit on there, and it would be sticky. I remember finding dead bugs inside of those spouts. I'm talking about flies, ants, roaches. I've seen it all. It's so fucking gross. One of them spurted out a maggot egg. I don't know if it was a maggot egg, but it was definitely a maggot, and it was gross. I don't know why I said maggot egg. I panicked, but it was nasty. Okay, it was so gross. And I was the one who had to clean that because I didn't work that entire week because I think I was out of town or some shit. I come back and that shit is nasty as fuck. So yeah, maybe bring your own beverages to restaurants and bars. I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, we have our first venting voicemail. I cannot wait to share that with you next, right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Guys, every time one of you calls me and leaves me a voicemail, I literally get giddy. I am like a small child on Christmas morning, and I got that fire truck I always been asking Santa for. I love it because it makes me feel like someone's actually listening to the podcast, because you're engaging so much so that you're picking up your phone and you were leaving me a voicemail, or you were texting me, or you're emailing me or something. And I love the engagement. So this person, I decided to leave their name out because, you know, they asked me to, and I use the voice filter on TikTok actually to disguise their voice because they just wanted to get it off. So let's go ahead and get to it. Ladies and gentlemen, I will call this person Andrea. Trust me, that's nowhere near her name. All right, let's see what Andrea wants to vent about dealing with her work, which a lot of us, I'm sure we have a lot to vent when it comes to work. All right, let's hear what Andrea has to say.
First off, let me just go ahead and say that I like your podcast. It's real good. Thank you for making it. And the fact that you have a way for us to vent about our jobs is awesome. And I just have to say this. I am dealing with this woman at work who has that literally does nothing. One of those people, I do not understand how she has a job. I don't get it. And then somehow everybody like above likes her. I do not get it. And of course, like management, they kiss her ass. She kisses their ass. It feels like no matter what I do, I lose. And she also, she's lazy. I'm lazy. She is so lazy. It's like I'm clocking in to babysit a grown baby. What the fuck? Anyways, I like your podcast. I hope this bitch hears this.
Listen, if there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's people will pay for literally anything if you're smart enough to fool them. 100%. $75 for a prison pizza? Nah. They actually have a pizza that's like over $100 with like real cheese and like gold flakes and truffles and shit. I wouldn't pay for that shit either. And that's actual food. No, I wouldn't pay for that either. Fuck that. I'll go to Little Caesars over that any day. Get the hell out of here. pizza, pizza. You know what I'm saying? Professionally silly life rules. Shout out to the listeners because you guys are fucking titties. I love your face, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. I want to let you guys know that I appreciate the fact that you guys join me every week on this episode. All three of you who join me on the podcast, I meant. And it's amazing because I do have loyal listeners and loyal viewers, and I am very appreciative of your loyalty and your support. Thank you so much. I wish there was more I could do for you. I'll think of something to thank y'all. I will. Subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you are listening. Also, do your girl a favor. Leave me a 5-star and or written review, especially on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. That is extremely helpful, and that is a way to also help my podcast grow. And don't forget to subscribe to the Professionally Silly YouTube channel. You don't want to miss all of the visual silly that happens over there or over here if you're currently watching this video right now. All right, the podcast Instagram is at It's Pro Silly, and you can check out our Facebook group, the Professionally Silly Podcast group on Facebook, which recently I did a impromptu live over there, and I think it's still there. You can go ahead and check it out if you would like to. I was on there for like, I don't know, 10, 20 minutes, something like that. So go ahead and check that out if you haven't seen it yet. Listener submissions, you send them in, I read them, and I'll share your silliest stories, your jokes, your mishaps. Maybe you want some advice. Maybe your best friend's pissing you off. I don't know. Email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. Or you can text or leave a voicemail on my Google voice number, 805-664-1828. Check out the show notes for more information on how to follow me on my social medias. All that is down below my link tree, including my P.O. Box, Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. All right, once again, I'm your audible boo-thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you guys so much for joining me right here on the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. There really should be like a millennial edition of Monopoly where you just like walk around the board paying rent, but you're never really able to buy anything. Yeah, that's Monopoly and the game of life, I guess. Anyways, enjoy that. Until next time you decide to tune in, pee silly listeners, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere, and they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye. What up, what up, what up, what it is? Pee silly listeners, welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and we're... Oh, no. Shout out to the listeners because you guys are fucking titties. I love your face, but most of all, check. All right, here we go. Checkity check check. Let me just open my legs a little bit. A new have you heard about? That was my mic check. Oh, thank God that's fucking done. I'm so goddamn tired. Oh, fuck. It's been a long day. What time is it? Where's my phone? Oh, it's in my pocket. Jesus. It is 6:54 p.m. I have been up since fucking 4 a.m. I am okay. Let me stop recording. Jesus.